Praise the
Love
Lord,
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dr. Angela L. Pradham. You are listening to Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministries, where the pastor is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. Please send all correspondence and offerings to lorenzocrawford59@gmail.com and Lorenzo Crawford, P.O. Box 38985, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. I thank God for you being with us on tonight. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. Let us pray. In Jesus' name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Forever, amen, in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up. Lord, we thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day you allowed us to be here, Lord. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name, forgive us for the things we might have said, thought, or did that displeased thee. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name, you search us through and through. Lord, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. Make us worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Lord, we need you and can't make it without you. Lord, we need you every step of the way, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you look down on that young man that needs you right now. Oh, God, you don't know which way to go. We ask you to look down on that young lady. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you have mercy, touch and heal sick and afflicted bodies. Oh, God, we're calling on you because we don't know what else to call on but you. Oh, God, we're calling on you for your name alone is excellent. Lord, you said whatever we ask in your name, believing we shall receive it. Lord, we believe your healing virtue. We believe you to heal us. We believe you to deliver us. We believe you to save us. We believe you to make a way out of no way, no matter how it looks, Lord, no matter how we feel. Oh, God, we ask you in Jesus' name that you bless all the church doors open in your name that's preaching your word. Lord, we ask you to open up the people's heart to receive your word. Give us what you would have us on tonight. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just undertake, Lord God, for without you, we can do nothing. We need you every step of the way. Lord God of Abraham, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be coming from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Amen. This is Jesus talking to the multitude of people. And we're going to start at the first verse. Amen. I think we should know a little bit about when we in a certain way, it doesn't mean that we're down and out or we're downtrodden or we're just worthless or not any good. But I want you to listen to this. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. So the Lord is just letting us know that we are blessed. Amen. We're blessed when we're poor in spirit. Sometimes we may be a little down. Amen. Sometimes we may be a little troubled. But God says, if you're poor in spirit, you're blessed, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Although you may be going through, you may be sad, your heart may be broken and troubled, God said, he's going to comfort you. Amen. There is no trouble. There is no sickness. There is no heartache. There is no pain. There is nothing that we can go through that God cannot comfort us in. Even in the midst of the storm, God is able to give us peace. In the midst of trouble, God is able to send peace in the time of a storm. He said the meek are blessed, and we're going to inherit the earth. See, the proud and the high-minded, God said he resists the proud and high-minded. But he giveth grace unto the meek and the lowly. And we are living under God's grace and mercy on today. So without that, amen, where would we be? He also tells us that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we're going to be filled. You know, when you seeking after something, when you're hungry, you need that to be satisfied. And when we seek after righteousness, to do the right thing, to please God, we're going to be filled. God is going to bless us. Remember what I said on last week. He leadeth us beside the still waters. Amen. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his namesake. We're blessed. The enemy tried to make us think something different. The enemy tried to make us think that we're weak when we show kindness and mercy. But that's not so. You're blessed in the eyes of the Lord. He goes on to say that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. In order to get mercy, we have to show mercy. Because, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if I sow out evil and meanness and just attitude, that's what I'm going to get back. But if I show mercy, I'm blessed. And I shall obtain mercy. And it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, God is a heart God. He knows our thoughts. He knows the intents of our heart. And he said, the pure in heart, the ones that want to help, the ones that want to help, the ones that want to do good. God said, you're blessed. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you're too nice, you're too sweet. No. That's how God wants us to show love one to the other. For he told us, by this all men will know that ye are truly my disciples indeed, because of the love that you have one for the other. And last, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So that just lets us know that the children of God are for peace. Everybody else is for war, but the children of God want peace. And we're blessed. We're not going out trying to look for trouble. Peace, love, joy, and happiness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God for you spending time with me. I appreciate you. And this is Pastor Dr. Angela Pridham with Servants of Christ Ministries. And you're listening to Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministries, where the pastor is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. Please send all correspondence and offerings to lorenzocrawford59@gmail.com. And P.O. Box 389385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. God bless you. Have a blessed night.